From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Today, President Obama is to receive an initial report on how a man believed to have terrorist connections boarded a plane to the U.S. on Christmas Day and allegedly tried to detonate explosives in his underwear. The report is an early step in the administration's effort to change intelligence practices. Yemen is now the main focus of the investigation into the bombing attempt itself. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more on that.
The FBI is redoubling its efforts to investigate al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, just days after the group claimed responsibility for the failed attack on a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit. According to law enforcement and Defense Department sources, the FBI is trying to track down 11 Saudis who were released from Guantanamo Bay in the past couple of years. They've ended up joining militant groups in Yemen. One of the groups they've joined is al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It's based in Yemen and Saudi Arabia. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Taliban claims it masterminded a suicide bombing in Afghanistan that has killed 8 U.S. civilians. The victims worked in intelligence. The CIA has not commented. A bomber wearing a suicide vest entered a U.S. military base in Khost. He reportedly blew himself up inside the base gymnasium. Citigroup's mortgage division says it is giving a brief reprieve to some homeowners struggling to pay their mortgages. A Citigroup official says no foreclosure proceedings will be started until the middle of next month. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Citi Mortgage's CEO Sanjeev Das says he thought the move was a gesture the company owed the community at this time of the year.
We felt that borrowers needed to reestablish a sense of trust in their banks and really use this time and opportunity to reach out to their banks so that we could find other alternatives to be able to help them.
All the major banks have signed on to a foreclosure prevention plan from the Obama administration that can offer lower mortgage payments. Citi Mortgage so far has 43% of its delinquent borrowers in the process of qualifying for that program, though less than 1% have actually made it through that process to receive a permanent loan modification. The banks say many homeowners aren't returning their calls about the help, but homeowners complain that the banks are unresponsive when they do call. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Labor Department is to release numbers on unemployment benefits claims today. Economists expect claims rose by several thousand last week to about 460,000. The number of jobs available continues to drop, though the pace has been slower in recent months. Stock prices rose in Asia today, with averages up from 50% to 70% for the year. And stocks have been higher so far in European trading. On Wall Street, the final trading session of the year starts today after a small rise yesterday in all three major indices. From Washington, this is NPR News. A report out this hour says the country's biggest donors gave much less to charities this year than they did last. The Chronicle of Philanthropy issued the report. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler with more.
The top 10 charitable gifts in 2009 totaled $2.7 billion, according to the Chronicle. That's only a third of what it was in 2008. The largest individual gift was announced Wednesday by the William Penn Foundation in Philadelphia. It received $747 million from former board chairman and chemical company heir John C. Haas to help fund arts and community groups. Other large gifts included $705 million from investment managers Stanley and Fiona Drunkenmiller to support medical research, anti-poverty programs, and education. The Chronicle says the drop in big gifts is due largely to the economy, which has caused a decline in charitable giving overall. There are some signs things are starting to turn around, but most nonprofits expect 2010 to be another tough year. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Retailers report some gains over the holiday shopping season, but not of the magnitude they'd wanted. Britt Beamer is chairman of America's Research Group, that's a survey company based in Florida, and he says many customers held back this year.
A lot of people didn't get their Christmas shopping done because of one reason. Of those that did not, 63% said they wanted bigger deals and discounts, remembering those 60 and 70% off sales a year ago.
But Beamer says he expects retailers to try to keep the discounts smaller this year than last. He says some of the sharpest discounts in coming weeks may be in clothing, where many retailers ended the season with fairly big inventories. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.